I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We'll see showers and thunderstorms make their way out of their region by later today, a clearing sky and a high near 70 degrees. Illinois' senior U.S. senator says he remains staunchly opposed to the nomination of Betsy DeVos for U.S. Secretary of Education. Speaking on the Senate floor this morning, Senator Dick Durbin read letters from constituents detailing why DeVos doesn't meet their expectations. The Illinois Democrat says his opposition mirrors theirs.
I have deep concerns about Ms. DeVos' ability to hold this job and her commitment to public education and protecting students from for-profit interests that seek to exploit them. Like tens of thousands of Illinois parents, teachers, and principals who called or written my office, as well as national education and civil rights organizations, I oppose Betsy DeVos' nomination as Secretary of Education.
Durbin urged Republican members of the Senate to join two of their colleagues in voting no on the DeVos nomination. He says the country can do better for its children. A vote on that nomination is expected later today. President Donald Trump has taken a tough stand against immigration, calling for a wall between the United States and Mexico, and has threatened to dump the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Farmers say their voices need to be heard before anything dramatic is done. Karen Hansen-Kuhn of the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy calls Trump's plan to build a wall between Mexico and the U.S., quote, outrageous, short-sighted, and beneath us as a nation. She says America's farm economy can't function without those workers.
Besides the fact that it's a wrong-headed proposal, I think it makes it pretty hard for the Mexican government to take any negotiations with the Trump administration because people there are understandably upset.
Hansen-Kuhn's group also opposes parts of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but the group supports restoring country of origin labeling so that consumers know where the meat or other products they're buying comes from. It also supports having more laws to regulate the dumping of foreign-grown fruits and vegetables into American markets, affecting local farmers' profits. It's been 19 months since Illinois government had a full state budget. Yesterday in Chicago, the Senate President, John Cullerton, made his case for a deal he's been negotiating with Republicans. Brian Mackey has more.
The bipartisan Senate plan has something for everyone to hate. Business groups don't like the higher income tax rates. Labor doesn't want changes to how workers are compensated for injuries. Cullerton says that's okay. Lobbyists are supposed to represent the interests of their clients.
But lawmakers need to see the big picture, see beyond the special interests, and do something to save our state.
The Illinois Senate is scheduled to be in session 3 days this week. Cullerton says after Democrats and Republicans discuss the proposals separately behind closed doors, he plans to hold public votes on the package. I'm Brian Mackey.
We'll see showers and thunderstorms this morning, then a clearing sky and a high near 70 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.